You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
If you wander past a newsstand, you will have seen the front of the Irish Independent with a headline that reads, "Slump in TV subscriptions as dodgy box usage soars." And that story is written by Adrian Weckler, and he's with us this morning. Adrian, the slump in the usage of, or the slump in the subscriptions to Sky and Virgin Media and those kind of services, is it because the form in which people consume TV has changed and they're all now watching Netflix, or is it because they're black market stealing telly?
It's much more likely to be the latter. It's much more likely to be dodgy boxes. And the reason I say that is that the number of us who subscribe to the likes of Netflix and Disney and Apple TV, that has remained exactly the same as this time 3 years ago. No change at all. The only meaningful change is that one in five of us that were paying for Sky or Virgin or new entrants like Vodafone and Air TV, one in five of us have now ditched that subscription. We've stopped paying. The number of people in Ireland paying for those, what we would call traditional pay TV services, has gone down from 70% to 57% in the last 3 years. Now, it's very hard to see any other reason for that other than the proliferation of dodgy boxes. We know from multiple polls and surveys, including one we did ourselves in the Sunday Independent, that at least one in five Irish homes now have a dodgy box to avoid paying for those subscriptions.
So what's that net? No, that must be in the hundreds of thousands.
400,000 is the figure that that was returned to us in the Sunday Independent poll. It varies depending on what research you look at. Anecdotally, which is always a slightly unreliable metric, but anecdotally, if you talk to people, they will, you throw a stone and it will land near somebody who says they have a dodgy box or someone in their family does. So there's a huge proliferation of these devices in Ireland, and that is compounded by the fact that the guards simply won't do anything about it. It is against Irish law to use a dodgy box. It's very clear in Irish copyright law, but there's no way of fining people easily. There's no administrative fine for individual users. So instead they go after the sellers and the distributors. That strategy is not working.
And it's interesting as well, culturally, as you're talking, a text has just arrived in that says it's because streaming is an absolute ripoff, just like every other service in Ireland. But you can't go into the grocery, disagree with their prices, and just steal your steaks.
Yeah, and the other problem with that argument is that the number of us who are paying for streaming services has remained exactly the same. It's not that, and by the way, those streaming products have gone up in price. If you go for Netflix's premium tier now, it's €24. Disney's gone up to €15 a month. We have a new one coming on March 26th, a couple of weeks' time, called HBO Max. That's going to arrive at between, I think, 6 and 7 and around €15 a month. We generally don't have a problem paying for those types of services. It's just that with a dodgy box, it is now a large proportion of us feel that it's easy to skirt the law, it won't be enforced, and therefore it's sort of culturally regarded as a victimless crime.
And there's no possibility that it's people doing what one texter has just said, which is, I ditched Virgin and use Freestat and Freeview. I don't have a dodgy box. It isn't that. It isn't people just abandoning the service altogether.
No, it's not. This figure, which comes from the telecoms regulator, Comreg, they do this huge occasional consumer survey of 3,000 adults. This is among people who were paying for Virgin and for Sky. Now, I take the point that there might be a small subset of people who decided, well, I'm just going to use the broadband. I'm just going to take, for example, use, say, Serviu, maybe with an aerial. But if you use Serviu, you're restricting the number of channels that you get. It's not really like for like. You're kind of comparing apples with oranges. So, it's quite clear here that what's going on is that the number of people using dodgy boxes is massively cutting in to the number of people who are paying for the likes of Sky and Virgin.
Sorry, Adrian, to cut across, just to tell you that it's very interesting to hear you, to see you being backed up at such speed by the texts that we're getting, both quantity and nature. Physical dodgy boxes are now old school. It's much more common now to just use an IPTV software on your phone and then stream it to the TV or large monitor. Regarding dodgy boxes, it's no surprise that people are turning away from Sky, etc. They've spent decades gouging customers for increasingly expensive packages while monopolizing sport and putting everything behind a paywall. And a lot of positivity about dodgy boxes. So many people don't have or watch television now and don't want to pay the license fee, and so go the dodgy box route. I have Sky, and I got an email yesterday that it's going up $6.50. Maybe the TV companies need to look at this. Briefly, Adrian, this goes to the heart of their business model, so they can't stand idly by. What's likely to happen in response to these numbers?
Well, you mentioned Sky there. So when HBO Max, for example, the new streaming platform, when that comes on stream later this month, they're going to throw that in. They're also adding Disney for free to a lot of their regular packages. So they know that they've got a problem and they're trying to aggressively respond. But just on the point about, you know, the future of TV, I mean, this is as much about whether there is a legitimate future for the TV industry. The likes of the League of Ireland are now saying that up to half of people who watch football now watch on dodgy boxes. That's an existential threat, not just to millionaire salaries, million euro per month for footballers, but also to independent TV makers as well. So there's a wider discussion there as well.
Adrian, thank you very much. That is Adrian Weckler, who is technology editor for the Irish Independent. And if you want to read Adrian's analysis, independent.ie or the front page of the Irish Indo.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.